Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, where one of the great, most successful, most profitable series of motion pictures has a new installment today. F9 is being released all across the country, and in fact around the world, is expected to make hundreds of millions of dollars and provide a big signal that Hollywood is back and going to theaters is back, because that's where people are going to go see this last of the Fast and Furious series. It's not the last. There will be another one. And in fact, not to give anything away, but there is a little bit of a previews of coming attractions in the very middle of the credits sequence to this 2.5-hour film. Is it worth, however, actually going out to the theater and with fully vaccinated and sitting social distanced and et cetera, to see F9. We will tell you with a full, frank, and fearless review. We'll also be reviewing the big new Disney Pixar movie, which is about sea monsters who want to live as human beings, set off a scenic fishing village on the Italian Riviera. We will get to Luca. And then there is a Kevin Hart movie, which raises some very interesting questions, because it's about fatherhood. And it is, in fact, called Fatherhood. It is based on a true story and a true account of a single father struggling to raise his infant daughter after a severe tragedy. We will be reviewing that one as well. I can't review entirely the important speech delivered by Mike Pence, however, because I didn't get to hear the whole thing. But Pence spoke at last night, and he spoke at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley, California, where I'm going to be very honored to be following him. I'm speaking at the Reagan Library on July 14th, coming up, and also going to be doing a broadcast there. You can come free, no charge at all, and participate. And all you have to do is go to michaelmedved.com and click on the appropriate banner and sign up. But Mike Pence, actually, for the first time, seemed to try to open up a little bit of distance between himself and President Trump. The New York Times reported his speech last night this way. Speaking at the Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley, California, Vice President Pence defended the constitutionally mandated role he played in certifying the Electoral College vote on January 6th, when a violent mob of Trump loyalists, some chanting, "Hang Mike Pence," stormed the Capitol while the president did nothing for hours to stop them. Well, it's the New York Times reporting. He says, Mike Pence said, "I will always be proud that we did our part on that tragic day to reconvene the Congress." Here is what Pence had to say, and this is clip 4A.
January 6th was a dark day in the history of the United States Capitol.
But thanks to the swift action of swift Capitol Police and law enforcement, the violence was quelled, the Capitol secured, and we reconvened the Congress the very same day to finish the work of counting electoral votes from every state in the Union. Now, there are those in our party who believe that in my position as presiding officer over the joint session, that I possess the authority to reject or return electoral votes certified by the states. But the Constitution provides the Vice President with no such authority before the joint session of Congress.
Okay, he's right, of course. He also said very directly that January 6th was a dark day. If you believe that's wrong, and you believe that there was some important progress or statement, or that what happened on January 6th was justified, give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. 1-800-955-1776. Pence went on and said this about that January 6th and his role in it. This is clip 4B.
And the truth is, there's almost no idea more un-American than the notion that any one person could choose the American president. The presidency belongs to the American people and the American people alone. And I will always be proud that we did our part. On that tragic day to reconvene the Congress and fulfilled our duty under the Constitution and the laws of the United States. Now, I understand the disappointment many feel about the last election. I can relate. I was on the ballot.
Okay, and he did go on later in the speech to spend considerable time talking about his admiration for President Trump and what a great job President Trump had done. And then, of course, to talk about the divisive politics of the moment. This is clip 5.
And I will always be grateful for the opportunity that President Donald Trump and you, the American people, gave me to serve as your vice president. It was the greatest honor of my life. And as we go forward, we must not allow the Democrats and their allies in the media to use one tragic day to discredit the aspirations of millions of Americans. We cannot allow the Democrats and their allies in the media to use one tragic day to distract attention from a new administration intent on dividing our country.
Okay, and then he goes on to rip President Biden. He praised President Trump in his speech by saying he was similar to President Reagan. He praised Trump's accomplishments on many issues, including free trade, border security, relations with China. President Trump changed the national consensus on China, he said. And he said he was similar to President Reagan, and said he, too, disrupted the status quo. He challenged the establishment. He invigorated our movement and set a bold new course for America. Concerning America's bold new course, there is Kevin McCarthy at his press conference today talked about why that course at the moment might be problematic. This is clip 8. No, I'm sorry. It's clip 1A.
Well, most economists will tell you a lot of it happens to do with the Democratic policies. Let's take, for one, the extended unemployment. What's happened with the extended unemployment is you see the sheer numbers, more than 9 million jobs out there, but they're not being filled. Why? Because government's competing with the struggling small businesses. So now what has happened is people are paid more to stay home. But you have to pay more for people to go to work. You have to pay more than people who are working today. That causes inflation. So their action caused inflation. Most economists will tell you, too, in a supply-constrained economy of what we are today, the government spending of those $1.9 trillion with less than 9% going to COVID enhances inflation. And what does inflation do? Inflation raises the cost of everything. The coffee you bought today cost you more. When you filled your car up, your gas cost you much more. You'll continue to go to the store, the fruits, vegetables, milk, whatever you buy, it will cost you more. If you're building a house, you'll see lumber like you've never seen. This continues to put the spiral where we have not seen inflation in a number of decades. Makes you feel a little like 1979.
And 1979, of course, was the year before the Democrats lost the U.S. Senate and lost the presidency to Ronald Reagan. More debates about language. A leading American university wants to ban violent speech, including, well, you'll hear. Coming up.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow. Here to tell you about my Giza Dream bed sheets. I made sure that they would be everything you'd ever want in a sheet set. I started with the world's finest cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all meet. The long staple cotton makes my Giza Dream sheets ultra soft and durable. They come with extra wide pillowcases to fit over any pillow and extra deep pockets to fit over any mattress. Not only that, they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. I personally guarantee that they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
That's two for one low price, plus free shipping. Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials. Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. Amfed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at Amfed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Michael Medved show, there is a new concern about language, a deep concern, and in fact an entire effort at one of America's elite universities to purge dangerous words like freshman or expressions like rule of thumb, or the term picnic, which has to be stricken. Why? We will explain all in this Michael Medved multicultural moment.
Celebration of diversity in action. It's time for toleration.
Listen to what the flower people say.
Tranquility.
All the people.
And harmony. Here is a Michael Medved multicultural moment.
Okay, this particular moment involves a resource at Brandeis University in Waltham, Massachusetts. Brandeis, for people who don't know, is very difficult to get into, very expensive school, considered an elite school that has had its own issues with some fairly radical positions in the past. And by the way, a lot of very nice, good, positive people at Brandeis, and this is not an attack on the institution, but they do have an operation on campus called the Prevention Advocacy and Resource Center, which is supposed to be a resource for students impacted by violence, sexual assault, or stalking. And so they have compiled a list of words and phrases that should be avoided because they've compiled an oppressive language list. And as Fox News comments, you might say the oppressive language list is killing it in the push for progressive limitations on speech, except you can't, because if someone is doing well, we don't need to equate that to murder. Instead, say great job or awesome. The Brandeis list also includes policemen, should not be used. Congressmen should certainly not be used. A freshman has been deemed oppressive. And there is more. It, as a rule of thumb, you shouldn't say rule of thumb. Why not? The Campus Reform reported, this expression comes from an old British law allowing men to beat their wives with sticks no wider than their thumbs. I am not sure that checks out. I know that there are some sources that believe that to be true, but much easier, if particularly if you're going to Brandeis, to avoid saying rule of thumb. They say use general rule instead. The school suggests that the term trigger warning, which is part of woke culture, cannot be used because it's connected to violence. The same as calling someone who has experienced trauma a victim or survivor. Picnic is also banned, taboo, according to the Prevention Resource Advocacy and Resource Center. Why is picnic left out? Because the term picnic is often associated with lynchings of black people in the United States, they write, during which white spectators were said to have watched while eating, referring to them as picnics or other terms involving racial slurs against black people. I think there are very few black people who would feel triggered, or no, not triggered, who would feel hurt by the word picnic. Or the reality picnic, especially when the weather is so warm. Long time no see and no can do are also out because they originate from stereotypes making fun of non-native English speakers, particularly applied to indigenous people and Asians. Okay, there's more. And again, there's so much in the world to explore. There are so many issues that are actually worth fighting over, but okay, you can't use take a shot at. Possible alternative, give it a go. These expressions needlessly use imagery of hurting someone or something. Here's one that obviously doesn't work. Go off the reservation. This phrase has a harmful history rooted in the violent removal of indigenous people from their land and the potential consequences for someone that left the reservation. Instead of saying go off the reservation, disagree with the group. Defect from the group. Defect? Defectors? This is a very, very problematic trend. I would not say it is killing it, nor would I say it's a great job or awesome. At Brandeis University, speaking of political correctness and applying it everywhere, it's extraordinary. There are gay pride events all over the country. There also are many, many more openly gay police officers than ever before. They want to march in the gay pride event, but they're not being allowed to. And in New York City, the pride parade is specifically banning the NYPD. Here's a NYC pride organizer, Andre Thomas, on why. Then you'll hear from an LGBTQ officer who protests that NYPD is being unfairly maligned. Clip 6.
Acknowledging the pain and the hurt and the trauma that the police have caused to members of the black community, the brown community, and the trans community. It's easy for them to take the uniforms off, to wear a simple polo, something that identifies themselves as a member of the NYPD, but to take off a uniform in many ways is a symbol of oppression. It's a symbol of violence. It's a symbol of fear for many in our community.
Okay, a symbol of oppression and violence and of fear. There's also, in the Seattle Times today, because this is Pride weekend of Pride Month, I don't know if it counts as Pride year, they have the front page of the Weekend Plus section is celebrating Pride. And they have events in the Puget Sound area. They have a picture of the Space Needle with a rainbow flag on top of it. And then these are some of the exciting Pride events that are on offer. Of course, there is Taking Black Pride, and black, the letter L is in a parenthesis. Queer the Land, Trans Women of Color, Solidarity Network, and Alphabet Alliance of Color present an event at Jimi Hendrix Park featuring food, movies in the park, performances, and open speak spaces. A COVID-19 vaccine clinic, well, that's good. What's not so good about it is that white people are going to have to pay reparations. If you want to go to this event, you have to pay extra. For people of color, it's free. We will be right back on the MedVed Show. Fast and Furious coming up.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin is being sentenced to 22 and a half years in prison for the death of George Floyd. The 2020 murder sparked protests, riots, and looting all over the United States over the harsh treatment of Floyd. The governor of Florida wants to know how a high-rise condo near Miami Beach collapsed.
We need a definitive explanation for how this could have happened.
Republican Governor Ron DeSantis saying he is working to get to the bottom of the tragedy. At least four people are dead and over 150 others are unaccounted for as crews continue to search.
You have a lot of family here. You have families that lost loved ones in this building collapse. They have a right to know.
A lawyer for the resident association that manages the building says it was about to undergo extensive repairs. USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
And look, any excuse for people to feel good, to celebrate, to gather peacefully, to clean up after themselves, one hopes. But I was just going over some of these major pride events that are listed for the Puget Sound area this weekend. And aside from taking Black Pride, which is scheduled for tomorrow, they also have scheduled for tomorrow Mountain Pride 2021. A Crystal Mountain Resort hosts a pride event featuring Wine and Cheese Festival in the Base Area Meadow, virtual scavenger hunt at the summit, fashion show, a theme is mountain glam, music, games, gondola rides, and more all day long. The Battle of the Books for Teens, Pride Edition, that's also tomorrow. King County Library System, your local government at work, presents an event for teens ages 13 to 18 to celebrate LGBTQ plus characters in graphic novels at 2 p.m. Participants will read The Backstagers, Rebels Without Applause, Dodge City, Goldie Vance, Moonstruck, Magic to Brew, and Princess Ever After, and then join a friendly competition and answer questions for prizes. Can only imagine. The Seattle Dyke March is also tomorrow. The Seattle Dyke March hosts a virtual showcase at 5 p.m. The event will include local queer women and dyke-identified musicians and performers. Save your spot online. It's free. The Capitol Hill Pride March and Rally will be taking place over 2 days. Yeah. And Capitol Hill Pride, and again, that's I hope that Capitol Hill, that does not result in another attempt to make Capitol Hill autonomous. The event will include speakers, artists, live music, and more in remembrance of Stonewall. That's not Stonewall Jackson, for people who are worried about the Confederate implications. Seattle Pride transforms into Virtual Pride 2021, a weekend-long event featuring performances, game shows, educational and activism, focused speakers and panels, virtual booths to connect with local nonprofits. And then finally, they have an event on Sunday called Defend Trans Youth Against Reactionary Attacks. It's going to be fun. Online discussion exploring why assaults on transgender youth are happening, who's behind them, and what can be done. And this discussion will feature Cassidy Bohm, who is a transgender activist, and Sarah Scott, black lesbian feminist writer and reproductive justice activist. Register online. Okay, just to go back for a moment to that whole clever idea that they have that has caused all kinds of controversy, because you can't really, it's kind of against the law, because we do have civil rights bills, both statewide and federally, that say you can't discriminate against people because of race. And if you're saying that everybody's admitted free, except if you're white, you have to pay between $10 and $50 a person to participate in this Take Black Pride event. If you're going to be doing that, I think you're revealing something very profound about this moment in political correctness and in the far left in America. Because part of the desire here is precisely to give offense, to make white people feel guilty. It's not to promote black pride. If you want to promote black pride, you can say that everybody, all people of color, are admitted free. And if you did that and said we'd like a contribution from everybody else, but okay, understand. But see, to say that the payment you'd be making, $10 to $50, would be a reparations payment, and to defend that position of billing people differently based upon simply their ethnicity, their skin color, is madness. And shows that the real problem that we have here is not a desire to foster black or gay pride. It's a profound desire to foster white guilt. There is also an analysis at Google, which who asked for it? Google Trends data identify the most commonly misspelled words in each state. And top of the list, what's the most commonly misspelled word? Quarantine. The state of Washington, quarantine is the most misspelled word. There are 12 states where quarantine tops the list of misspelled words according to Google. Now, how do you misspell quarantine? AT&T experts, an internet and phone service vendor, analyzed Google Trends data between March 2020 to March 2021, when the word quarantine was used a lot, to identify the most common searches beginning with how to spell. And quarantine was the most commonly misspelled word. It was oftenly spelled as C-O-R-N. T-E-E-N. Other words Americans found challenging: coronavirus, favorite, pharaoh, multiplication, and which. Now, pharaoh is tricky because obviously you have a P-H, and then it's not A-R-O. It's A-R-O-A-H, and that, of course, creates all kinds of challenges for folks. Speaking of all kinds of challenges for folks, there was this statement with President Biden attempting to explain why African Americans are hesitant to get the vaccine. And this is clip two.
There's a reason why it's been harder to get African Americans initially to get vaccinated, because they used to be an experimented on. The Tuskegee Airmen and others.
Okay, can we stop right there? He says Tuskegee Airmen and others. The Tuskegee Airmen was a group from Tuskegee College who volunteered for federal service and became very distinguished and heroic flyers in World War II. They were not experimented on. There was at Tuskegee University a notorious federal experiment that they did where they pretended that they were treating syphilitic patients, and they weren't treating them. They wanted to see how the disease would progress. It was completely shameless. It was completely inexcusable. But for President Biden to say that they experimented on the Tuskegee Airmen is to confuse things in a serious way. Speaking of confusing things in a serious way, we played before Mike Pence's speech at the Reagan Library, or parts of it. Nikki Haley went to Iowa. And this is interesting because no one has expected Nikki Haley or Mike Pence to challenge President Trump. So if he is running for president, what are they doing? Because you don't normally go to Iowa in the middle of June. I mean, I know it's lovely and right corn is as high as an elephant's eye. Well, that's Oklahoma. But in any event, the indication seems to me to be that both Nikki Haley and Michael Pence are thinking that despite all the expectation and the fact that he's beginning with a series of rallies this weekend, President Trump will not end up being a candidate for president in 2024. And I think that is more likely than not. It's also likely that you'll find something in four films that we're coming up to tell you about, including F9, coming up on the MedVet Show.
Very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free, so I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN, Relief Factor. Okay, how crucial are faith and freedom really to America? Ronald Reagan called faith and freedom the twin beacons that brighten the American sky. What did Reagan mean? Well, you can find out at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, which has just launched a new course on the legacy of Ronald Reagan. This is very important because the course is posted online at the Institute's website, faithandfreedom.com. The course is led by Reagan biographer and expert Dr. Paul Kangor, frequent guest on my show. And the course includes Professor Kangor's one-on-one interviews with the likes of Bill Bennett, Ed Meese, Peter Robinson, Michael Reagan, and more. It's a remarkable offer that you will truly not find anywhere else, and it's free. Yeah, it's actually free. While you're there at faithandfreedom.com, also check out the many articles and lectures on topics from freedom of conscience to critical race theory, from Madison and Lincoln to Churchill and Reagan. You can find all of this and much more on the website at the Institute for Faith and Freedom, faithandfreedom.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life.
I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
And wishing everybody plenty of sunshine for the weekend, but maybe a little bit less heat than we're all expecting. If people are looking for a nice air-conditioned theater to cool down, there are all kinds of movie offerings from Hollyweird. Okay, without any doubt at all, the big movie release of this weekend is known as F9. It's also called F9 The Fast Saga, or Fast and Furious 9. It is actually the 9th formal major installment Fast and Furious film. There's another film that counts as part of the tradition, which was a spin-off called Hobbs and Shaw. So this could be, you could say, the 9th Fast and Furious film. They're already working on a 10th one, and they promoted the end of this movie. Or you could add Hobbs and Shaw and say, well, this is actually Fast and Furious 10 already. In any event, they call it F9. And in this film, they take you all the way back to Vin Diesel's character, Dom, and take him back to the tragic episode of his youth that ends up not only alienating him from his brother, who is a major character here, played by John Cena, the wrestler, but it also leads to the death of his father. And if they don't reconcile this brotherly conflict, the world will be destroyed by an evil super weapon. Listen.
So we're up against a master thief, assassin, high-performance driver. Who is he?
Jacob is Dom's brother.
Your whole life, you pushed yourself to be faster than Dom, smarter than Dom, stronger than Dom. But could you kill him? Because I'm ready if you are.
Okay, that's Charlize Theron, by the way, playing Cypher again. She's one Oscar winner in the cast. There's also Helen Mirren, who's in the cast for about 5 minutes. And it's all the regular characters you expect. You were hearing Roman, played by Tyrese Gibson, again, talking in the middle. He gets to actually take a Pontiac Fiero vintage car into outer space. Is this film entertaining? It is, kind of. I mean, is it very, very, very long? It is very much so. It's 2.5 hours long. And Fast and Furious actually becomes slow and ponderous. However, the action scenes, the driving scenes, which is what people come to the series for, are well staged and basically keep you interested. Not plausible for a moment. The plot is totally incoherent, and the relationship trying to go back to the past and answer questions that were raised in previous films doesn't work particularly well. Two stars for the F9 film, the Fast Saga. And I wish it did move faster. Another film released, very different, is a film from the Disney Pixar people. And this one is available on Disney Plus. It's streaming. And it's called Luca. And it tells the story of two young sea monsters who end up coming ashore in a picturesque Italian fishing village and get to live kind of like human beings, unless they are struck by water, in which case they turn back into sea monsters. Listen.
We can go anywhere, to anywhere, anything. We just gotta stick together.
We underdogs have to look out for each other, right?
Underdogs! This is gonna be the best summer ever. We'll ride down every road, see the whole world together. It'll be amazing. But there's just one thing.
Whoa, 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 wait! Did you see that?
No one can find out.
No one can find out that they really are sea monsters and their parents come ashore. And by the way, there's some interesting vocal cast here that turns up, but you'll miss it because they're mostly minor parts. Jacob Tremblay, who is in The Room, is the lead character. And there's also voices of Sacha Baron Cohen, Maya Rudolph, and others. But the animation is the real star here. The animation and the inventiveness. The whole plot, of course, it's a strange plot, and there's a strange undersea world that is created. And one of the things about the animation that's very strange is that they make the people who live in this little fishing village, and it appears to be Italy supposedly in the 1950s, maybe 1960s, but the people in the village are singularly odd and not particularly the sort of what you expect from Disney princes and princesses. The film, however, is suitable for basically everybody. It could be, as a PG-rated movie, a little bit intense in some of the scenes with chase scenes and other things for very little kids, but 3.5 stars for Luca, which is just one of those films that gets you to share in its sense of wonder. Somebody who got Americans to share in his sense of wonder and the wonders of childhood generally was Charles Schulz. And Charles Schulz, of course, the creator of the Peanuts comic book, a comic strip that became the most influential, successful comic strip of all time. There's now a new Apple TV Plus documentary narrated by Oscar winner Lupita Nyong'o. And basically it talks about the impact of Charles Schulz and gives you a portrait of the creator of Charlie Brown. The movie's title, Who Are You, Charlie Brown?
Peanuts is just its own planet.
I related to Charlie Brown so much.
I think Charlie Brown is just a little bit of what all of us have inside of us.
He was the little kid that no one really talked to.
He was one person telling this personal story every day.
Like all the best creators, there's a lot of himself in the work.
And you see a lot of himself on screen, but most of the talking heads on screen are not people who knew or particularly reveal anything about Charles Schulz. They are, for the most part, celebrities or semi-celebrities, people like Drew Barrymore and Ira Glass, just talking about how Peanuts inspired their lives. What's most fun about the film is they have some of the beautiful animation that they actually used for some of the Peanuts TV and particularly Christmas specials. They have that kind of animation and voices with a plot where Charlie Brown is supposed to be writing an essay for school telling about what's important about himself. You don't get an intimate, up-close, deep connection about the biography of the real Charles Schulz and his family and his friends and his method of doing business. But the film is still enchanting, particularly if you love Peanuts. 2.5 stars for Who Are You, Charlie Brown on Apple TV+. And then over at Netflix, there's a new film with Kevin Hart It's called Fatherhood. He plays a rising tech executive in Boston whose busy and happy life is interrupted by a tragic event, and he's left to raise an infant daughter on his own. Listen.
I'm a parent, and I don't know what the hell I'm doing. I need help raising a child. It's nonstop, all day, all night up there. You think you can do this, but you can't.
No, man, you're right. I can't do it. But you know what? I'm going to do it because I'm a father.
Wherever you are, I want to go there.
Wherever you are, I want to go there, too.
Okay, it's a touching film. It's based on a true story. It is based on a memoir, in fact. It is rated PG-13 because obviously it has some dark moments in it involving illness and death. But the relationship between father and daughter is well portrayed. Alfre Woodard is a standout playing the mother-in-law who wants to at least share in the raising of the child. The Kevin Hart character makes some attempts at humor because, of course, that's his forte. That's what he's known for. But this material isn't really humorous material. And one of the things that I thought was noteworthy about the film, and noteworthy in a positive sense, was that it basically, almost every character in the movie, except for there's one friend and a boss character, but everyone else is black, and the movie doesn't make anything of it. It's just normal. And one of the things that's fascinating about it is this is a film that is based on a book that is in a very different world. It's about all white people in the book. But the fact that we can actually have a film like this without a racial obsession or sensitivity or controversy, well, good for Kevin Hart and company. 2.5 stars for Fatherhood, which is, as mentioned, rated PG-13. Coming up on Monday, we have a drag show at an Air Force base, essential for military morale. And later in the week, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, former Secretary, joining us right here in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.